I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
The president recently signed an executive order requiring all media influencers to register with the FCC, which you have failed to do.
Okay, I think there's been some kind of mistake.
Do you understand the consequences of lying to this court?
Your Honor, I'm not lying, okay? I'm not in the media. I live with my mom. I don't even have a job.
Then tell me what this is on the screen.
That's my old Instagram profile.
Note for the record that the defendant affirms ownership of his social media profile.
Okay, yeah, but that's old. That's like from before you guys blocked the internet and replaced it with MAGANET old.
The internet is not blocked. That's a lie spread by enemies of the people. And spreading fake news, I will remind you, is a very serious crime. Explain this figure here.
What?
Ah! What is this number, Mr. Thomas?
You mean the number of followers?
According to this archive page, you had over 500,000 followers on this platform.
What?
Which obviously makes you a class 1A influencer.
No, I can explain that, okay? I bought the followers.
Damn! Please note for the record.
Seriously, I bought those people. I thought if people saw I had 500,000 followers, they might check out my stuff. They're not real followers.
Please note for the record that Franklin Thomas is refusing to cooperate and has lied in a court of law.
I'm not a liar.
I have no choice but to reclassify you as an enemy of the people. And I'm sentencing you to be relocated to a facility.
No. Listen. You gotta believe me, okay?
Relocated to a facility where you'll contribute to a work project.
No.
Dedicated to continue making America great again.
I'm not an influencer! Ow! Ah! Stop! Mommy, stop!
When the President of the United States calls members of the media enemies of the people, it's not hard to imagine a near future when members of the media are locked up. Today's episode imagines just such a scenario. We made it in collaboration with Benjamin Walker, who makes another podcast on Radiotopia called Theory of Everything. And we're posting part one here on The Truth and part two on Theory of Everything. It's there right now, so as soon as this is over, go to toe.prx.org or radiotopia.fm to hear part two. And this will be our last episode of the season. We'll be back with two stories a month when our new season starts in September. Okay, here we go. This is part one of Influencers.
Fresh snowflake me.
Ben Thrush, New York Times. What's the news from outside? Have there been any more attacks?
Ben Smith, BuzzFeed News. I got arrested during the wall demonstrations. They were unbelievable. What happened next?
Are we still at war with North Korea?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Ashley Parker, Washington Post. What's the latest with the administration's closing of Congress?
Has Canada shut its border?
What happened after the wall demonstration?
What about the rumors of the banks closing?
I want my mom!
Guys, back off. Let him breathe. You remember how it was when you got in here? You okay?
Look, I don't belong here.
I'm Lauren Duke. What's your name?
I don't even know what this is. I shouldn't even be here.
What are you in for? Reporting? Or were you reporting on protests? Were you protesting? Okay. Have this. You'll feel better. Sorry, it's not much, but they ration kind bars in here. Mm. Better?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what's your name?
Frankie. Thomas.
Are you a reporter, or...?
I'm just kind of lost.
All right, if you hear your name line up, you're going to work. I want to see a straight line.
Nice to meet you, Frankie. You'll be okay. Just do what they say.
Glenn Thrush.
Present.
Ashley Parker.
Here.
Ben Jacobs.
I'm here.
Wolf Blitzer. Wolf Blitzer.
I'm here, obviously.
Franklin Thomas.
Yeah.
Okay, enemies of the people, time to make greater America even greater. I said time to make greater America even greater.
The greatest.
That's right, now march.
Ready, hop, 2, 3, 4, march, 2, 3.
I don't know your face, you must be in print journalism.
What?
What outlet are you with? What media outlet?
No, I'm not with any media outlet.
Oh, internet.
No, I'm not supposed to be here at all.
Then what the heck are you doing here?
That's the thing, it's all a misunderstanding.
Yeah, right. Same here.
March! March! March!
Hey, do you know that woman I was just talking to?
Who, Lauren?
Yeah.
Yeah, why? What about her?
I don't know, is she,
Forget it, kid.
What?
Now, a woman like that wouldn't be interested in a person like yourself. Come on.
What? Why do you say that?
Lauren is a very serious person, if you catch my meaning.
Come on, you old ladies. March! March!
Where are we going?
We're going to work.
March! Let's go!
Please tell me this isn't a wall camp.
Oh, no. Thank God. We do a very different kind of dirty work.
What does that mean? Typewriter? Well, what is this?
This is where we put out the Daily MAGA.
The Daily MAGA? That's written in a prison camp?
That's right.
Why?
Are you asking why the greatest journalistic minds of their generation would be put to work to write the president's newspaper? Don't be silly. So our talents can be effectively streamlined towards the great cause, of course, because we're making America great again. Haven't you heard?
Oh, okay. You're a journalist.
Are you kidding?
Blitzer!
President's daughter is branching out into menswear. We need you to write a full piece on it. Very important story. Here's all the information. This was written by the first daughter herself.
Okay. Let's see what we have here.
Is that written on a napkin?
Yeah, it looks like it. Question. How do poor people get suits?
Huh.
Do you know anybody who just got a job in finance? Someone who's poor? What do they wear to work? What if buying the suit is the problem? What is it? Then it says in large capital letters, infinite closets.
Oh, yeah, it's circled.
What am I supposed to do with this gibberish?
Well, infinite closets, that's like, you open your closet and there's a secret door to the suit store. I mean, I'd love an infinite closet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who wouldn't?
You know, you go into your closet and there's like a little door and you climb through that and then you're in the suit store. It's like that movie where there's a talking lion. Look who's talking. The Chronicles of Narnia.
Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah.
Tell you what, kid, why don't you type this one up?
Yeah, okay, but I've never used a typewriter before.
It's easy. It's just like a computer, only the paper is the screen.
Wait, so I'm going to do all the work and you're going to get all the credit?
You share the credit. How about that? Consider it a mentorship.
Okay, how do I start?
Here. Imagine you are the first daughter.
Okay. Last night, I dreamt of infinite closets. You know, people always complain about prison food, but I actually kind of like the instant mashed potatoes. I think it's kind of good.
I don't think that's what this is.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, Wolf Blitzer, he gave me a bunch of Kind bars. I guess he liked what I did with the first daughter's account.
Hmm.
You're Lauren, right?
That's right.
I'm Frankie.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
Can I repay you for what you did the other day? You gave me the Kind bar. I think, you know, you'll like it better.
No, no.
Than...
That's okay. Thanks.
No, seriously, I insist.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Mm.
So, how long have you been here?
Since the first fake news crackdown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, 2 years.
Dang, wait, that was before...
9/11, too.
Yeah. That was before MAGANET.
Before World War Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you do before?
I worked at Teen MAGA before it was MAGA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never read that. I wasn't really a journalist myself, per se, but I feel like I'm starting to get a feel for it.
Yeah. Your Infinite Closets piece got some attention.
Wait, you read that?
Well, I'm an editorial, so I read everything.
Cool.
It impressed the commissar.
Oh, cool.
Hey, Frankie, can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah. Yeah, please.
What do you think of the resistance?
I guess I don't really think about it. Mm-hmm. I kind of try to avoid politics.
Oh, okay.
As much as I can.
But, like, are you sympathetic to it, or?
I don't know. Resistance, it sounds like hard. Oh. Like harder than work hard, you know? Like, work is hard.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't like to work. So, I don't.
Okay.
Why do you ask?
No reason.
Okay, let's move it. Come on, ladies. Break's over.
All right, try this. It's time to consign dishwashing to the dishwasher of history. David.
I don't know. Don't you think that sounds a little, like it sucks?
Just type it.
Who's Frankie Thomas?
That's me.
The commissar wants you to know you are doing such a great job, you can send a MAGA mail message to a loved one.
My mom.
That's not all. You got this. It's from the first daughter.
First daughter?
Open it.
It's a suit.
Why are you going to wear that?
There's a note.
Dear Frankie, just a little appreciation for the work you've been doing on my accounts. I hope our special relationship will continue.
Is there anything in there for me?
No, there's not.
Well, she'll probably be sending a separate package.
Okay, back to work.
Hey, Frankie.
Lauren, hey. What are you doing down here? Hey, look at this suit I got. That's cool, right? It's from the first daughter.
Hey, listen, I have a favor to ask you. It's nothing big, but it would mean so much to me.
Yo, what do you need?
Well, I have a friend on the outside, and she really needs to hear from me. I know the commissar is letting you send a MAGA mail tonight, so could you send her a message for me?
Oh.
Here's her name and her MAGA mail address.
I don't know.
There's no way you'd get in trouble.
No, I know. It's just, I kind of wanted to send it to my mom to let her know that I'm okay, you know?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I totally understand that, but if I could get this message out to my friend, it's going to help a lot of people. I mean, you have the chance to be part of something very important, something serious.
Okay. Yeah, okay. What's the message?
Dear Mom.
Okay.
I am good. I am working hard to make America the greatest. I will be home soon. Be safe. Don't spend all your money on Amazon. You have to make sure you say that. Don't spend all your money on Amazon. That's the most important part.
Wow. This is just like Star Wars. You're Princess Leia and I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, Frankie. You're my only hope.
That was part one of Influencers. You can hear part two right now by downloading the latest episode of Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. You'll find it at toe.prx.org or radiotopia.fm. And again, this is the last episode of our season. We'll be back with new episodes starting in September. And while you wait, there's another audio drama podcast that I recommend you all check out if you haven't already. It's called Homecoming, and they have a new season that's starting July 19th. So if you haven't heard it before, it's a serialized podcast that's a psychological thriller with a great cast. It has Catherine Keener, David Schwimmer, Oscar Isaac, Amy Sedaris, David Cross. And if you're a fan of the truth and you love our show, you owe it to yourself to check out Homecoming. It's one of the best audio dramas being made today. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX, made possible with support from the Knight Foundation. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. And you have been hearing
The Truth. Radiotopia.